Z103.com. 7 decades of great music. Monty the Music Man Seaburn's hanging out with you. Time for another edition of the Basics of Economic Development. This episode number 5. Here he is, Mark Wickersham. Good morning, sir.
Monty, hey, this morning I want to talk a little bit about an opportunity I had earlier this year to be a speaker and participate in a workshop with a program called the Huntington County Leadership Academy. The program is sponsored cooperatively through the Huntington County Community Foundation and the Purdue University Cooperative Extension Service and others. And the idea is to offer what amounts to a training program to help emerging professionals in our county be prepared to take a more active and better informed role in the public square in Huntington County. And I think this past year, and particularly with the election cycle, nationally, we've learned how important it is for there to be a well-educated, well-informed group of individuals that participate in public discussions. The internet world has sometimes complicated that and sometimes made it better. I mean, it's a little of both. It's a double-edged sword. But I congratulated and thanked the group for being willing to step up and try to learn more about what was going on. The program in Huntington County is a concept that was started in the late 1980s to MineHub in this version, when Dr. Wes Rediger was the Vice President for Advancement at Huntington University and was involved in facilitating the early creations of the Huntington County Community Foundation in order to maximize an opportunity through the Lilly Endowment for a matching grant. And as part of that overall initiative, once up and running, the Community Foundation immediately went to work in trying to pursue these sorts of activities for training in the community. My understanding this year and at the workshop that I attended, there are about 20 participants from various local businesses in the county, throughout the county. And they attend a series of workshops covering a variety of topics of public interest in the county. And I was invited to make a presentation about the Huntington County Economic Development Corporation in a way that it's almost like a one-day condensed version of our entire radio commentary series. It was an interesting opportunity. It gave us a chance to directly interact with the audience, and it was really fun. I was asked by the organizers at the Purdue Extension Service to explain what it is I do and the vision for where we think we're headed and what lies ahead for the county in the process. And it was pretty interesting. The opportunity then was not only to be part of a panel discussion that featured the mayor of Huntington, Richard Strict, as well as Eric Long, the executive director for a new organization in the county called Elevate Huntington. It's an organization which concentrates almost exclusively on quality of life as an economic development discipline and its efforts to make the communities have better opportunities on a number of fronts. But this particular session was held at Markle at their new downtown event center adjacent to the town hall. And it was fun for me because back in the day, several years ago, I was an employee of the Markle Bank, which became IAB Financial, and had an office at one point that I shared at the downtown Markle Bank headquarters building, which became the new town hall in Markle. So it was like this was the first time I'd been back in what used to be the bank's boardroom in years, and it's now a meeting room as part of the town hall complex. So it was just really interesting. Also, was in Marco, I thought, well, you know what, it's gonna work better for me to explain what I do if I just very simply make arrangements for a bus tour for the group to go out to the Marco Industrial Park, seeing the buildings and understanding, that originally it simply was a series of farms, which is great. Beautifully productive farmland, but then to see what it is today with the jobs that have been created and the tax base associated, it is the easiest way to understand specifically what I do at Huntington County Economic Development. Literally, we talked in other shows together about the fiscal impact of the Marco Industrial Park, but there's no better way to actually get the idea than to just drive through the park. And actually, I'd encourage listeners to take a few minutes at some point and go over to Marco and do just that. I think you'll be impressed with the amenities of the park, the quality of the buildings, the operations, and so forth. And when you consider that in the tax base there, it's really, really helpful to share with groups like the Huntington County Leadership Academy. Again, at this point, many of our industrial parks have matured. They've become completely integrated neighborhoods in the county. And it's almost like there isn't much of an awareness what it was like before the parks existed, nor is there a detailed appreciation for how they happened to be established in the first place. So, yeah, it was a great learning opportunity and teaching opportunity for me with a real, really good group of young business leaders. Emerging business leaders, and it was also a good opportunity, and we've talked about this in our radio commentaries before, to talk about some of the basics of economic development, just the very words themselves. When I say economic development, is that a noun? Is it a verb? Is it an adjective? I had a meeting in Jackson, Michigan recently with a colleague that reminded me that when the two of us were hired to do economic development, we were hired to chase smokestacks, literally, and to try to find huge factory and manufacturing opportunities. And to some extent, that's every bit as important today as it used to be, because we're on a property tax system, and it's the fastest way for a community in rural Indiana to see opportunities. But nonetheless, it was a good conversation to be reminded that economic development in the 21st century is a multidiscipline process, that in many cases there are efforts to, like in my case, to do job creation that leads to an increase in tax base for the municipalities, as well as obviously income and job opportunities for the workforce, but hopefully those efforts lead to the individual having discretionary and disposable income available that better supports a more broad community development initiative. And we're seeing that in Huntington County. And again, I mentioned that there was a panel discussion in addition, and Mayor Richard Strick and Eric Long of Elevate Huntington were involved, and it just was a really interesting program. I was honored to be part of it, and really want to continue to express my appreciation to the organizers of the group, the participants in the program, for really doing good work that's important to Huntington County. With that, I'll turn it back over to Monty the Music Man to continue with 7 decades of hits on Z103.com.